Hi, is this Dakota?
Yes.
Hi, Dakota. It's Paul from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
You are doing well. I'm doing good, too. I wanted to ask. I know that you had some unfortunate things happen, but I just wanted to check and see if things are going okay for you.
I'm doing better.
That's good. Boy, we all have those days. They're never welcome or even, coming in advance with knowledge, so you just get hit by it, and you're like, but we always make it through it. And I know that you're going to do fantastic with our service because you're capable of so much. And I know it wasn't the greatest day for you, but are we still going to be able to get this set up for you?
For that $299, right?
Correct, yes, absolutely. I want to honor that reduced rate.
Give me one second. Let me just check my account. That's another thing I didn't get to do while we were on the phone talking about everything as well.
Got it. Yeah. Everything kind of hits you pretty quickly after that.
Yeah. My life is really funny like that. It tends to happen like that most of the time.
Really? So that's why you're so capable in handling it when it comes up.
I appreciate that. Yeah, somewhat, I'd like to think.
I mean, it's good and bad. When you've got the experience to deal with adversity, you're able to overcome it, but it's still never fun.
Let me see here. Up. Okay, let's go ahead and give this a try.
Okay. I might have asked you before, but on this card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
It's my name.
No middle initial?
Nope, just Kaylee Fernandes.
Yeah, it wasn't Dakota on the card, though, right?
No.
What is the name on the card?
K-A-Y-L-I-E, last name T-U-R-N-A-G-E.
Okay. And then, does it bill at the 6822 Pacific Ave?
Yes.
And that's 98444. Is it a MasterCard, Visa, Amex, or Discover?
Visa.
A Visa. That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
All right. That's going to be 4031 6313.
Okay.
6493.
Mm-hmm.
5889.
Okay. And the expiration month and year?
That's going to be 1230.
12 of 2030, and then the last three digits on the back of the card.
935.
So I have 935, 935 on the back. I've got December or 12 of 2030 for the expiration date. And was the card itself 4031, 6313, 6493, 5889?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, in about a minute or so here, you're going to receive a confirmation email. It's kind of your welcome email. It does have our client support information on it, as well as the support email address. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Give me one second, and I will have a pen handy.
No problem. Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, so that toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225. 6225. Now, it is simply option one or extension one to reach a client support agent. And Dakota, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time. Now, of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll actually follow up with you the same business day, unless they get the email either very late in the day or after hours, in which case they will follow up with you the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything we went over in the previous phone call, provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by way of a text message. When you receive either the email or the text, please let me know. I do want to walk you through a couple of things there. We did not schedule your follow-up call yet, so let me pull up the client interview calendar and see what is available. Okay, so we are actually booked out for the rest of the day, and on Monday, the first available is 8 a.m., the last available is 3:30, just about every half hour in between. We schedule by the half hour, but the call itself takes about 40 minutes or so. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Did you want something fairly early, mid-morning, or late in the day?
Definitely afternoon. I have an appointment in the morning on Monday.
Okay.
Now, with the payment being today, how soon would I start, I guess, receiving phone calls? Or that doesn't happen until after the onboarding call?
Right. So I think we went over the time frame in that previous phone call as well. So we typically do the client interview on the first day, second day, third day. So we're going to get that going on Monday. Within the first 5 to 7 days is when your client dashboard is up and active, and that's when your all of your directories are going to be submitted already. Now, the website takes us about, they want us to say 7 to 14 business days, but realistically it's less than that. It's about 10 days, and your Facebook ads are just waiting for your website. So in about 7 to 10 days is when your website will be active. You'll have Facebook ads up and running. You'll already be starting to get phone calls and things like that. And then days 45 through 60, everything all across your service area, firing on all cylinders, no matter how long you keep the service, 60 days, 6 months, 6 years, the price never goes up. We always will continue to be updating and optimizing, getting you, of course, ongoing review and support and things like that. So it is designed to happen very quickly. Now, over the weekend, if you can think about any photos that you want us to put on the website, that would be great. But like I said, the website updating and maintenance is included. In fact, all updates are included, so we can always add additional photos or videos down the line. There would never be any additional cost for that. So for the afternoon on Monday, I have, after 12 noon, there's 1 o'clock, 1:30, 2 o'clock, 2:30, and then not 3 o'clock, but 3:30.
Let's shoot for the 1:30. Now, with it taking, now with it taking almost like a third of like a 30-day time frame, being that it can take anywhere from 7 to 14 business days to really
for
get
your website.
The ball rolling on, to really get the ball rolling on everything in regards to like getting like those phone calls and those inquiries and whatnot.
Right.
Does that mean that the billing cycle will technically reflect when it starts the process of actually obtaining leads, or how does that work?
I understand completely. I totally hear you. And I used to be able to say, well, you know, there is that kind of onboarding process, getting everything set up and started. So why don't we just go ahead and push your next billing date out 2 weeks, right? They've kind of reeled back our abilities to do that. I have to ask permission for that. the voice verification that we mentioned earlier, it would be set to bill a month from today. It is designed to get you the return on investment even in that first month, but admittedly the second month is better, right? But I can make that request to see if we can push the billing out. I mean, I don't know how fast you'll respond. My supervisor is actually in an offsite meeting, but let me just put you on a brief hold and see if I can push that out. If not, we can have our client interview technician give you that answer on Monday. But like I said, I used to be able to do that, and I'm always happy to do whatever I can as a pricing director. Unfortunately, they might not be tying a hand behind my back, but they're tying my thumb behind them, or a couple of fingers anyway. I'm not as able to exercise some of the things that we were once able to do. But I definitely will make a request to see if we can do that for you. Because, I mean, obviously, although it's designed to get you the return on investment in that first month, not a lot happens. Well, I mean, not a lot of phone calls come your way. A lot happens. In fact, we're going to start scurrying around like ants and bees just to make sure that we can get your website done, get all of the directories created, do your NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is active, and to fix it if it's not. So we get busy right away, and then those first 2 weeks, that's when we're working the hardest, although we never will stop working. But the heavy lifting is all done in those first couple of weeks so that you do see the results in your first month. But understandably, you're not going to get phone calls, you know, the day or the day after we do your client interview. So I'll make that request to see if we can push out future billing. If I am in between phone calls when our technician calls you at 1:30, I'll be able to give you that answer personally. If not, then our client interview technician will be able to answer that for you.
Okay.
Pleasure speaking with you. I'm glad, at least I hope, that your trials and tribulations are over for at least the day and that you can relax a little bit and even have a fantastic weekend. But I am looking forward to hopefully speaking with you briefly on Monday. If I am in between phone calls, I certainly will try to keep my phone line open when our technician calls you right at or shortly after 1:30.
I am trying to find that email that you said got sent over, but I'm not seeing anything.
Let me check and see what has been sent out. And the email address that we have on file is dakota.termage@gmail.com, right?
Do you have that spelt with a N or an M?
With an M as in Mary.
It's Termage. N as in Nancy.
That's why it didn't get sent out. Now, the odd thing is it usually will, and thank you for fixing that for me. I should have clarified. I thought you said M earlier, and I thought I would have clarified because I almost always, T's and P's, M's and N's, I always want to make sure. Now, I don't know why it's showing as a valid email, unless there is someone named Dakota.Termage with that email. That would be odd. So it's T-U-R-N-A-G-E. Let me fix that there, and then I'll fix that also here. And then let me send that out to you. So that is really odd because it shows that those emails were successfully delivered. It would not deliver those if it was not a valid email. And you don't have that. Someone got it, and it wasn't you. You never at one point had an accurate spelling for that, because that seems like that would be more common than somebody else with their code, Dakota.Termage. But somebody got that, and someone's going to say, "What? Wait, what?" And then maybe they'll respond.
Yeah, someone's going to think, "What the heck?"
maybe they don't even have a business. But that is very, very odd. That was one thing that it showed as a valid email. It shows that the emails were successfully sent, which is really odd. Let me resend the and thanks for letting me know you didn't get that. I want you to obviously have that information. So the first one I'm sending right now is the Local Splash initial invoice. And it's going to say, "Hello, Kaylee." I have it in our notes, obviously, that you prefer Dakota, but because Kaylee is on the billing, that's how the email gets sent out. Okay. You should get that one. And then you should also have the welcome email, because that welcome email has not only the client support information that I just gave you, it also has your login credentials for your client dashboard. So I'm going to send that.
It looks like I'm still waiting on that to come in.
Yeah, our emails unfortunately get sent in bulk every couple of minutes. So they do sometimes get spaced out, and then you might get one or two before the other one comes in. The third email that you always will need to have is the one that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Now, it doesn't have to be everything on here, but we do want to make sure that you send us as much as you can. Any photos related to your business, any photos of a work or service vehicle. Obviously, there is no like physical workplace, which is fine. Google is usually fine with where you park your service vehicle when you're not using it for work. It looks like you should have already gotten all of them except for the last one that I mentioned. That one's still being processed. You should have a welcome email. You should have the local splash initial invoice email. And then if you have a business card or anything like that, you can take a picture of that and send it to us as well. Some of it we'll use for your website. Most of it, though, is really just required for Google processes. Did you receive the one that says local splash initial invoice?
I did receive 2 out of 3 emails.
Right. The other one, the action needed, is still in process, but that's okay. You don't need to take a look at it right now. In fact, our client interview technician can walk you through that. But like I said, any photos you send our way will help. It doesn't have to be everything. Is the business, by the way, licensed and or insured?
No.
That's okay. Like I said, those are going to be some of the things on that list. You don't have to send everything, but anything you send our way will definitely help us out. And then you should get that in a minute or two here. Let me just refresh and see if it's still in process. Like I said, emails don't get sent when I tell them to be sent. They get sent in bulk every couple of minutes. But the one that I needed you to look at is the one that says local splash initial invoice. Again, it's going to say hello, Kaylee. But if you open that up, it's going to say thank you for choosing local splash. Your invoice is located below. It does look like the action needed email has also been sent. But the local splash initial invoice email, towards the very bottom of the email of the body itself, it says please click here to accept the subscription terms. So before the access your dashboard, do you see those two words, click here?
Yes.
Okay, so click on the click here. It's going to be hyperlinked to the written terms and conditions, everything we went over in that other phone call provided for you in writing. Feel free to scroll through that. I don't want to take up too much more of your time, especially on a Friday and a long day. But Google's going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. About 1 out of 10 people, though, will search on Bing. We want you to get those phone calls and opportunities, too, so we'll mirror the content on Bing. Of course, all of the additional directories, Siri on a smartphone, the Facebook ads are included, the website's included, etc. So you'll see 3 boxes, and we do want you to click all 3 of them. One that you agree to allow us to send SMS or text messages, one that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card, the other that you acknowledge that payments are automatic and recurring. Now, once you have all 3 of those boxes checked, click the longer box, and it does need to be an exact match of the billing name. So again, Kaylee Turnage. And then once you have that typed in, click the confirm signature box.
Hi, ask out. Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, sorry. My bad.
That's okay.
I clicked all of that. I submitted all of that. I was just trying to figure out how to log in to...
Oh, yeah. So that's okay. You don't actually have to go that next step. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it right now, neither of which is really true. You'll actually get notification by way of email and text when your tracking system is active. You can try at any time to log in. You'll find your login credentials on the welcome email. So not only does the welcome email have our client support information that I've already given you, most of our emails have that, but your welcome email has your login credentials, which we'll actually send by email and text when we notify you that your dashboard is active. But it looks like your username, and it's been set in our system. You can't change the username, but we made it easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. So it's simply your phone number. The area code is included, but it's just the number. No dashes, no spaces, no parentheses. So 425-496-9352, that's your username. Right now, top success is your password, but you can change your password as often as you like. Like I said, you don't have to go that next step. In fact, if you try it right now, it will give you an error message saying that we're still trying to set everything up. But once your client interview, or once your client dashboard, I should say, is active after we do your client interview, you'll get notification. And from that point on, you have 24/7 access. The reports actually update several times throughout the day. Every few hours, the reports update. So it's almost real-time reporting.
Okie dokie.
All righty. Pleasure speaking with you, as always. And hopefully I'll be able to join that conversation, at least the beginning part of it, when our technician calls you on Monday at 1:30. Might be a couple minutes, I should say, after 1:30. But other than that, you have a wonderful day and enjoy the weekend.
Oh, you too. Thank you so much. Take it easy.
Thank you too, Dakota. You take care. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Okie dokie. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.